You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
It's as clear as yesterday, the snapshot of a little boy in a snowsuit, walking through a cave of snow shoveled through a sidewalk in a little suburban town. The snow towers over that four-year-old. The town is Penfield, New York, suburb of Rochester, New York, home of Eastman Kodak Company. And every car on this snowy suburban street has a parking sticker from Kodak. My dad, all the dads, and some of the moms. Working for Kodak back in the 60s, Rochester, a Kodak company town, our house, a Kodak house, that little boy, me, a Kodak kid, captured on black and white film, Tri-X, on a Brownie camera, in a photo album reality created by the company that invented the idea that all of our experiences were there for the taking. Our loved ones, all celebrities, in the small frame moments of our measured out lives.
Why don't you visit your Kodak dealer this week? It's a great time to make your family movie stars.
The Eastman Kodak Company declared bankruptcy this week, and the company insists it will reorganize and go on. But in a sense, Kodak can't go anywhere. The march of technology may have rendered its method of taking pictures obsolete, the old story of analog chemistry replaced by digital physics and the mathematics of ones and zeros. But the impulse to take a picture, to say cheese, to smile for the camera, for eternity, that's all something that came from Kodak.
Star might, star bright, newest star I've seen tonight. Look. Here's a camera that's built with fun in mind. It's a new Brownie Star camera by Kodak. The Brownie Starmite. Starmite. So small, so light, so easy to take along, and so easy to use. Just aim and snap for fuller fun pictures indoors or out. In color if you like. Even color slides. See the Brownie Starmite camera by Kodak. It's only $10.50. And start now to enjoy all your good times over again in pictures.
Kodak, the first consumer high-tech company. Long before cars began naming their parts after spaceships and Greek gods, long before electroglide, hydromatic transmissions, high-tech was something Kodak imagined could go in everyone's pocket. A dream that started coming true long before Steve Jobs was even born.
It's new. It's now. It's Flash Cube. Flash Cube. Flash Cube.
I was a Kodak kid back in the 60s when the company was already changing, moving from the taking of pictures to picturing a world where images would turn around and define reality in slideshow presentations, little stop-action movies for executives, for families, for teachers, for pitchmen.
It's a twinge in your heart, far more powerful than memory alone. This device isn't a spaceship. It's a time machine. It's not called the wheel. It's called the carousel.
A scene there from Mad Men, a scripted moving image of a moment where Kodak slides were acquiring their own image. Kodak was not just cameras. It was the papyrus on which reality itself would be forever written. Film, print paper, transparencies. Life rendered by Kodak's processes and chemical brushstrokes.
I don't think there's ever been in the history of photography a better film, a better way to actually look at the world. I mean, this was the only way I shot for decades.
That's Steve McCurry, award-winning shooter for National Geographic and countless other magazines.
It just reproduces colors in a way that most other films never did, and it lasts forever. Something that's difficult to do with just shooting digital until you bring it into Photoshop and then you saturate and do all your work in there. But just straight out the camera, it doesn't have that density and that dynamic range as the Kodachrome does just naturally. Love it.
Think of it. It's the idea of a shooter and photographers and magazines themselves that are hurtling into history along with Kodak. The revolution Kodak made is being remade. Kodachrome film was discontinued this year. Digital photography, ironically, is a much better means to achieve George Eastman's dream of cameras everywhere and an instant record of reality that appears as the camera shutter button is pushed. Digital is faster than Kodak's fastest film, faster than Polaroid, itself a casualty of the digital age long before Kodak. The company knew it was afloat on a surface of changes it could not control. It got out of the camera business long ago.
I started shooting professionally in the 1970s and started with Nikons and Kodak film.
That's Henry Posner, director of sales and training at B&H, one of the biggest camera stores right here in New York City.
I was a big, big Tri-X shooter, but even then, there was no Kodak camera to buy. There were Kodak carousel projectors, there was Kodak film, there were Kodak chemicals for processing film, Kodak paper for your darkroom, Kodak chemicals for your darkroom. But Kodak stopped making cameras and lenses that were an effective portion of the professional photographers or even the avid amateurs arsenal when Eisenhower was president.
And Eisenhower's presidency is captured on Kodak film. Kodak's revolution began before the 20th century did. Do you know this? At the Chicago 1893 World's Fair, organizers were so worried about what it would mean for thousands of people to be taking pictures at the fair, so disorienting and novel did they think this would be, that they searched people at the gates for their Kodaks, that's what cameras were called, and made people pay a steep fee to use them at the fair, to keep the number of shutter clicks down, to control this sound. My dad, who worked on the Instamatic camera design when I was a Kodak kid, used to bring home models from the office. They were artifacts from the future. He told me the name Kodak was the word for the sound a camera made. He was wrong. It was all part of the legend. The name itself had a legend that was just a part of the magic. Kodak, pictures, moments, forever belong to us now. Just as that little boy in the snow never grows old, never stops smiling.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.